Time now to talk to City Swans midfielder Jake Lloyd. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for being on the program, mate. Look, a gutsy win over North Melbourne last weekend. You got there at the end by 6 points.
Yeah, it was, mate. It was a fantastic win for the footy club. Obviously, the situation of, I guess, the ladder and where things sit at the moment, it was a crucial 4 points for us.
Yeah, everyone talks top eight, but really we know that it's top four, and if you're not in the top four, then it's almost, history says, almost impossible to win the grand final. Is that something John Longmire talks about? You know, everyone else is talking eight and you're talking four?
Oh, it's not really spoken about, to be honest. It's, I guess within and as players, we understand, you know, being in the top four, allowing yourself that second chance certainly helps a lot. So, we've got still a lot of footy left, but, to come away with a tough win like that was crucial for us.
Yeah, not only a tough win, Jake, but you did it without a lot of experienced players. There was over 1,000 games in experience missing. So that's one of the Swans' better wins of the season.
Yeah, definitely. Those younger kids, just keep stepping up when it matters. And I guess having those guys out, it certainly gives a couple of other guys an opportunity. We had young Colin O'Reardon, the young Irishman, debuting, and, settled right in down in defence and played a really good game. And, I guess going forward too, with obviously those injuries being a couple of weeks, it gives those guys great confidence. You know, if we ever get ourselves in a situation like that again, that they know what to do.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Colin. He had a great game down back. He came up with 10 intercepts, which is a massive number for a defender.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been doing that every week in the reserves, and we expected that from him coming in. I mean, he was confident in himself. He took the game on, and, that's all you can ask from a guy coming in for his first game.
What about Alir, an unlikely hero?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge. He's obviously back to some of his best form now, some of the form that we've seen towards the back of 2016, which is fantastic. And I guess the way he just takes the game on and backs himself in is, it's incredible. And for him to get forward and kick his first goal in his AFL career was a pretty crucial one for us. And, the boys are wrapped.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Tom Papley is a guy, whenever I see him play, I think he never shuts up on the field. He's one of those annoying small forwards. Is he like that off the field as well, Jake?
Absolutely,
mate. So is he biggest pest teammate?
He'd definitely be up there. He's it's pretty funny, he's one of those guys that you love to have on your team, but playing against him, you'd probably get up your skin a little bit, I reckon. So, we love him, having him out there, and, he was another crucial player coming back for us last week.
Yeah, Buddy kicked his 900th goal, and that's a special achievement. But yeah. I want to ask you about young Ben Ronk, because he's in his first season. He's created a huge impression, and he's kicked 21 goals, and he grabbed 5 on the weekend. But he's certainly a star on the rise.
Yeah, definitely. He's another kid that's done their time in the reserves, and really, once he's got that opportunity, he's really taken it with both hands, and crucial for us again on the weekend. Along with Bud and Tom McCartney, another young player, they're really competing hard in the air. So these smaller guys are really getting good opportunities at ground level, and he's a defender's nightmare, to be honest, at the moment. He's got the pace, he's clean with the ball, will blow his knees, so he's playing some really good footy.
Now, Jake, what is it about the Sydney Swans, and I'll put you into this category as well, but when you come into first grade, you just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
What is it about the Swans where other clubs, you can put a guy up for a couple of weeks and then they drop back, but the Swans, when they give a guy an opportunity, seems to be able to stay there and go the distance?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not exactly sure, but I guess from personal experience, I felt like, I guess when I did get my first game, I was ready, prior to me actually getting it. It's about consistency week in, week out in the reserves, just doing your craft. And I guess once you do get that opportunity, you just don't want to let it slip. So I guess for a lot of our players, they've played a lot of reserves footy to start and, haven't been thrown in the deep end too early. And when they do get that opportunity, they're ready to go. So from my personal experience, that's what, I guess, helped me. I'm sure it has for a lot of others as well.
Yeah, good system that the Swans have got going on. Jeremy Laidler, he's the runner that was in so much trouble. Been doing extra work this week, Jeremy?
Yeah, look, it's obviously been blown up a little bit in the media, but it certainly wasn't what he intended on doing. And I guess having played a bit of footy last year, it might have just, you might have thought he was actually out there as a player. I'm not too sure. But, yeah, obviously a bit of scrutiny for Lades, but, I'm sure he'll have a close eye on him this week.
And what about your skipper, mate, Josh Kennedy? He went down there in the second quarter with an injury to his back. Will he be okay this weekend when you take on the Gold Coast?
Fingers crossed for Joey. We've got training today. So, if he gets through training, I'm sure he'll put his hand up to play. And he was pretty sore, but I think with those injuries, they can come good in a couple of days. So he is feeling better today than he was yesterday. So, fingers crossed for him.
Is this a bit of a danger when you get a side like the Suns that are really struggling, only the 3 wins for the year, and maybe you can start focusing on what's beyond them?
Yeah, I guess teams can, but, as I stated earlier, with the ladder positioning and, I guess, games this year, how close they are, it's certainly a game we can't afford to drop off in. And I guess with the experience of players out, we can't get ahead of ourselves after a good win. And, it's a crucial game for us, and just like the rest, they will be the next 5 or 6 games. So, it's important that we put our best foot forward and get a strong win.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Jake. And I think your next 2 games are very important because they're teams underneath you on the competition table. You've got the Suns and then you've got Essendon. So they're games you can ill afford to lose.
Yep.
But what's something that the Swans need to improve on in the run into the finals?
I guess it's probably been stated a little bit, but effectiveness going inside 50. We've lacked a few inside 50s for the first half of the season, and I guess it's put our scoring down a little bit. But, we've worked on that at training. We're continuing to work on that. Obviously, a lot better last week against North. And we do that. We defend well and attack from there. So that's what we're trying to do. And I guess with a new group of guys coming together as well with a few injuries and that, it's going to take a bit of time. But we trust what we know, and we'll continue to defend hard first and then attack from there.
Hey, Jake, great to have a chat. I think you've got training just about now, so we better let you go. Good luck for this game on the weekend. Appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Jake Lloyd there, Sydney Swans. $1.03, thanks very much, against the Gold Coast Suns. $12 in that head-to-head market. The line is 53.5, and already there's money come for the Swans at 53.5.
So. Oh, 53.5. You know, the Gold Coast, there's 2 sides they've never defeated, and one of them is the Sydney Swans. So you'd think the Swans will win this weekend, but they're coming off a high. You've got to remember, they're coming off a massive high against North Melbourne last week, and they did it without a lot of their key players, and they look like missing this weekend's game as well. So it could be a danger game. They've got to turn up with a tough attitude. If they do that, they'll get away with it.